but welcome to today's call. It's a new month. It is July, and we are loving up a summer month. Hopefully you're doing some great connecting and having joy, connecting with people you love, and hopefully you're also getting some relief where you are from COVID restrictions. Yesterday, we were out on the boat and we got a call from a neighbor. We haven't talked to him in probably a year. And they just said, hey, we've got some breathing issues, some respiratory stuff, and want to get some oils. Can you sign us up? And it was, you know, rough connection out there on the lake, but super cool when you've been planting seeds and you get to start to harvest some. So they knew that we've always been the oilers in the neighborhood, and so anyways, just a fun little experience with connecting people with these precious gifts of the earth and being a messenger of solutions and hope. So yeah, I'd love to hear though how you're reconnecting with people as your area is coming out of COVID. How are you revitalizing live events? How are you taking advantage of the opportunities that you've been given? Go ahead and put in the comments what's working for you in your area. Love to hear that. Also, we're going to post the Zoom link on Facebook in case people want to come on live there. And I might need to have you on Facebook tell me if we've got a good connection or not, because my Wi-Fi signal is not looking quite as good as it was last night. So let me know and I'll try moving. Okay, and here's the link to join us on Zoom. And Sarah is on Facebook Live from Casper, Wyoming. Welcome. Okay. All right. So Angela says, I'm sharing with my new pet sitter who bought some retail, but has been getting great results. And my new hairdresser, meeting with her tonight to scan and sample. I love it. So, so good. Yeah, there's wherever there are humans, there are opportunities to connect and serve with doTERRA, right? So blessed that way. Okay, what else are you doing to get things going with live interactions? You know, it doesn't have to be classes in your living room. It can be just getting out and meeting people in the community and doing community events again, right? Like, it doesn't have to be bringing people to your home per se. So that's awesome. Okay. Anyone else have anything they want to share with what's working? Angela says, I was going to local networking groups and marketing connections and sharing there. Love that. Andrea, have been connecting with some ladies on my team for cookouts and making salves. That's great. The DIY, like, that's never going to get old, you know, whether it's DIY cleaners or DIY perfumes, like, there's just a million ways to give people a reason to come to your events. So I love DIYs for that. Paula says, having work done on our home, making daily protein shakes for the workers, help them fall in love with the product and enroll. Here we go, Paula. Nice work. Love that. Andrea, mailing handwritten notes with some of our new products featured on our flyer. That's so good. I was just talking to Kelly King last night, and she's the one who shared with us the idea of doing postcard mailers. And she just got the report for June for her team, and she spent about $700, and she brought in 11,000 in PV directly from the mailer. So these are people who weren't going to order, like they hadn't ordered for 3 months. They got the postcard and they ordered and generated 11,000 in PV. So I think she figured that was like a 2,500 or 2,500% return on investment or something like that. So she was so, so excited. But yeah, mailers, like there's a reason that companies still do them. It's because they work. Angela, she's looking to set up a class at her house to launch again after the honeymoon. Would you recommend a DIY class? I would. I think DIYs are just a really clear way of showing someone what's in it for them. You know, people are always asking that question, right? What's in it for me? Why should I come? And so a DIY is like, so you can come away with this rollerball that does this you know, whatever kind of DIY you're doing. It's just a great way to get people to come. Okay. So on Facebook, Sarah is saying she missed the mailers convo. So I don't know exactly what Andrea is doing. I mean, handwritten notes with the new products featured on a flyer. That's fantastic. We're focusing on reactivation. So basically we're just saying, hey, if you haven't ordered in the last 3 months, we're going to send you this postcard that features the products of the month. You know, what are the specials? So last month it was the 200 PV special, as well as the product of the month. And then we track to see who ordered as a result of the postcard. So it's been fantastic for us. yes, Andrea says Laura Jacobs sends mailers too. It's really great. Michelle says, I just got a location with a classroom, so scheduling classes that will still be Zoomed, but still have the in-person contact too. Angela says maybe keep them simple and small so they also purchase. Angela is saying, do you offer a wellness consult or incentive with a postcard? We haven't done that because we're sending it out to thousands. But if you're doing a small scale mailing and you've got a system for offering those wellness consults, I'd say absolutely go ahead. And I know some people who are doing like a handwritten postcard. Like it's, and that's how Kelly started. You know, she had the main design done with the offers, and then she would handwrite the address. And she felt like she got a better response that way. So you totally could. Andrew's asking, do you design the postcard yourself? We don't. We use a design from OneDrop. So we have a subscription with OneDropDesigns.com. I'll put that address in the comments. And you do have to have the S at the end. I learned that. Awesome. So Paula, she's been inviting to have weekly evening classes at our local farmers market. Excited to get started beginning August. Love it. And yes, Angela, we do target key spots on our team. So we don't send this to our entire team. We focus on the legs that are struggling, or legs that are where we have big goals and we're, you know, pushing to help that leg out. So, but yeah, you totally could offer the wellness consult just where you need more consistent volume. That's a great idea. Okay. Mary is asking if you also offer a gift to reactivate. We haven't done that. That would take an extra step of capturing their info and mailing it to them, and then somehow validating that, you know, they didn't just broadcast this on social media and, you know, get a bunch of freebies, you know, people who want free stuff to opt in. So if you're okay doing that, you totally could. We're just offering the doTERRA promos. So there's no extra work on our end to fulfill on that. So I guess you could. I hadn't thought about that, but it's, fun idea. Angela, you could also increase volume for rank advancement and help for Founders Club. Absolutely. You've probably noticed the points for Founders Club include getting people on LRP. So anything we can do to move that needle is not only going to sustain rank for your team long-term, it's also going to get your points for Founders Club. So absolutely, it's well worth it. Okay, well, good stuff. So yes, Angela, you could just target those that you're the enroller of if you're doing like the wellness consults and gifts and things like that, because that's not going to take a lot. I mean, depending on who you are, we don't personally enroll a lot of people. Some people do, but that would make it more manageable to offer more to people that you're the enroller of. Awesome. Good stuff. Well, let's jump into some coaching. Go ahead and raise your hand if you're on Zoom, and we'll bring you on live and have a conversation. So, and while we're waiting for people to come on and raise your hand, the postcard does take some planning. So, you know, if it were like the 20th of the month and I had just decided to send a postcard, it might be less effective, because it would take you some time to gather all the addresses, take you some time to design it, get it printed, get it mailed, and for it to arrive at their home. So we found that, you know, if it's past like the 10th, we're not going to start a postcard project. Now, obviously, if we already have the addresses, we've got a design ready to go, that's a different story. But just in terms of planning, you know, be sure to be clear, be effective, right? Make sure you've got enough time to allow for the printing, for the addressing, for the postcard to actually get to them. So, yes. Absolutely. Okay. And you could, I mean, I hadn't even thought about this till now, but you could use a postcard to promote a convention, you know, especially if you've got sharers who are maybe sitting on the fence and not committed to coming to convention. That's one idea. So just some ideas there. Delora raised her hand. We've got you on live now, Delora. Welcome. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I'm enjoying mountains just kind of west of where you are.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah. So my question is that I've been sharing doTERRA, you know, for 8 years now, and I've managed to get to the rank of gold. I'm solid silver. Gold kind of comes and goes. I've got one leg that needing to strengthen. But I've been listening to the 21 Laws of Irrefutable Leadership again, and as I'm listening this time, I'm finding those things, because I know I need to up my game. I need to become a better leader, that I attract better, you know, strong leaders. And one of the things that stood out in that book was the law of the lid, you know, the very first principle. And I'm realizing that I need to raise my lid. And I'm looking for recommendations from you for, you know, either books or something, you know, just because I'm realizing I need to grow. I've got a number of leaders that have made it to silver, and we're all kind of just sitting in that same place. And it's like, okay, I really want to up level, and I want my leaders to have the opportunity to up level. And so I know that I need to do some change and some growth. And, you know, I've grown a lot. I've come a long way from where I started, but I've kind of just.
So where do you see yourself? First of all, let's celebrate that you hit gold and that you're hitting silver consistently. Like that's,
yeah,
that's well very, to celebrate.
Very grateful. Very grateful. Thank you.
You feel like, and I also love that you're reading this book. The 21 Laws is by far one of our favorites. It's a classic. Right. So love the lid. Where do you feel like this is, like, where do you see this showing up in terms of your doTERRA business? Where is this playing out?
Well, I feel like the fact that I can't, it's like I know the activities that need to take place. Seth Risenmay is one of my upline leaders, and I follow his program and I love it. I use it for years, but I've stopped. I don't do it as much as I should, the enrolling. You know, I've gone more into team management that's not really doing anything. It's not moving anything. It's not progressing anybody forward. And I just feel like I kind of keep doing the same things over and over, and I tweak them a little bit thinking it's going to change, and it's not changing anything. And that's why I've come to understand that, I've got to figure out how to get back into the enrolling and, follow up and that kind of thing, and just change the activity levels.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that the leaders that you're working with are leaders that you enrolled a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. So it's very possible that the leader that you've become since then is a higher level leader, right?
Yeah.
And so expecting them to change based on the person you were when you enrolled them might be a long shot, right? Like you're hoping, wishing, wanting, and they're not changing. Is that your experience?
Some of them are really trying. Some of them have, tried to figure it out, just like I'm trying to figure out how to bump out of silver. Some of them, nope, they just are in that same. And some of them have totally just kind of stepped back. They're just kind of disengaged.
Yeah. So those who do want to grow, what are they doing and what are you doing in terms of personal development work, self-development?
I actually hired a mentor. I have been working with them for over a year. That's kind of when I hit gold, was when I was working with them. I struggle to maintain consistency in certain areas. Some areas I'm spot on. I'm always, do well, but other areas I have a hard time following through. I think the biggest thing is when I have change. I start out with this great vision and goal, and then I get off track. I do read, I listen to books, and I read all the time. I mean, I feel like I could probably do better in implementing some of what I read. I, you know, again, that follow through with change, I feel like is probably where I get stuck some.
And what are they doing in terms of their personal development?
Well, I know a number of them do I don't know. I do trainings. Like I know we just did, I did an enrollment narrative training from Chris Smith with my leaders. I feel like that was really powerful. That kind of shifted some things for us. We did a strengths review, for Clifton Strengths. I, you know, pulled that together for my team to try and, you know, help us to learn what our strengths are and to serve and to grow within, you know, to lead within those strengths.
That's awesome.
I feel like we're all kind of stuck in that, attracting builders that, and, so that's probably an area that we could all use, support in is that growth that we do attract.
Uh-huh. And what are you doing in terms of prospecting? Like, are you updating your names list? Are you accessing the warm market of your warm market?
That's where I'm knowing that I need to really put in the time and energy. And that's, I'm, for some reason, that's where one of my blocks is that I get to that point and then I just don't quite follow through. And I'm not sure where the block is that I just don't, you know, I know those are the activities that need to happen and I continue to kind of get off track with them. I have updated my names list. I've created, you know, I just went through and did another names list up to 340 people. And then I'm creating a contact list from that. And, I haven't done a whole lot of contacting on that list, but I have it created. It's a step.
No, that's a huge, that's the fact that you've got 340 names. I'm so, so happy for you. Like that's phenomenal. And I assume you've gone through and done some filtering of like, who are my top business prospects, right?
That's what I'm working on. Yes. That's what I'm, that's how I'm working on refining it. Yeah.
Fantastic. And so it sounds like you've done all the preparation, all the hard work of getting the names on paper. So it sounds like now you could use support on just consistently reaching out, following up, connecting, building those relationships, to ask them to join you. So do you have any kind of accountability partner?
I don't. I know that would be helpful. I've done that in the past and it was really powerful. And the accountability partners I had, we kind of stepped back during kind of halfway into COVID. We mm-hmm. all kind of, you know, we were doing different things. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you've already experienced the benefit of an accountability partner when you hired a mentor. To me, that's one of the main benefits. When you put money on the table and that person's holding you accountable, then we tend to be accountable, you know, like we get things done. But I found that the people, if they have the will, they can create the same level of accountability with a free accountability partner. And so it could be someone upline, downline, crossline. I found that actually people who are crossline work the very best because there's no strings attached. There's no attachment. There's none of the weirdness. And so that's my invitation to you is let's commit to another person and have them commit to you with their goals and just like, okay, we're going to connect every day, you know, at least does the 10 and 10, like we're going to text each other. I mean, it's a simple, but really effective way to just have accountability.
That is true. That's what it was. It was Crossline before, and it was super helpful. And I did find that I had that mindset to, oh, I've got to get this done because I've got to report
at the end of the day. I know it's the dumbest thing, right? But it works with working out of the gym. It works in business. And so I think you're on your way though. I mean, this one simple thing though, I think is going to make a huge difference.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, keep shining. love everything you're doing. And thanks for inspiring each of us. I would be shocked if there's anyone on this call or listening to this recording who's got a names list of 340 people. So hats off to you. That's a great inspiration for all of us.
Well, thanks. It was a challenge given to me by Seth Resume. And I was like, he's like, you can't come on these calls anymore unless you get that done. It's like, okay, there was the motivation.
There you go. There you go. That's a form of accountability right there.
That's powerful. So I appreciate the reminders because that I feel like that is a big key that I had for a while. And I need to get back to that. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much for hopping on with us. And we're cheering for you all the way, Delora.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll see ya. Okay, we've got Julie raising her hand. And while she's coming on, I just want to add a huge, like, all of us would benefit from more accountability in our lives and just creating a culture of accountability. I remember going to a training once and my jaw was on the ground because of that one thing. Like that was the one thing I noticed in this training was people were expected to be accountable for the way they show up, like accountable for their words, accountable for their past, you know, like it was not acceptable to play with excuses. And so that's my invitation to each of us is to up-level our accountability. If it means getting a partner, go out there and get a partner. It's not rocket science and it doesn't have to cost a dollar. So, all right. We've got Julie on with us. Welcome.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me. I actually hit the hand raise by mistake and I was going to chicken out when you called my name. I say, is it Julie Ramirez or me? You know, anyway. I came back. I said, I'm going to do it. The caller before us, I'm sorry, I forgot your name, but she hit it on the nose. It's you get stuck. And even though I have momentum right now in my business, just completed Diamond Club and really proud of the team. It's a team effort. It's definitely not something I did by myself. So, and they actually encouraged me. They motivated me to up level my game. So I'm really, 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 really grateful to them. And however, I have a Spanish team and then I have an English team. So one of the things, and that's, it's neither here or there, right? They're still, you know, part of the team. And I love each and every one of my leaders that are on it. I do find myself, and it hit me yesterday, and that's why this caller before me hit it on the nose for me. It's taking action and taking that that get out of my own way to connect with the people that I have on my list, that I have, you know, either that I'm thinking about or, you know, I joined again the oil games this time I'm doing for the platinum. And, you know, it's really basic stuff that we need to do. And I get in my own way with the contacting and following up with people. And then I think about my strengths. I'm also part of, you know, into my strengths with the whole, you know, Clifford, you know, the Gallup stuff. And I'm in the group with Eddie Vigia, who has an awesome Unleash Your Strengths program, community that just supports us. And I know why I'm stuck. I know why. I'm a 7 relationship builder. Hello, everything's about relationships. So then why, but what kicks me in the butt is, why are you not doing what this company is all about in connecting with people? Connection's my number one. And I find that just a challenge. So that's where I get like, so you mentioned it with her, with the lady before me, accountability. And today in listening to the Platinum Pursuit calls, you know, with that Elise has in her program, she talks about that, how, you know, that's one of her first calls in the very beginning, the first days of the month, that accountability, that 10-10. And then I go, okay, I do it. It's not that I'm not doing the 10-10, but I find myself, you know, like not being true to myself. I can tell you what you want to hear. You know, I can tell my accountability, oh yeah, I'm going to do this. And then the 10 p.m. one, X, I didn't get to do that. And yesterday it hit me. I was like, this is ridiculous, Julie. So it's just, ugh.
Wow.
So that's what I'm screaming.
So where do you think the breakdown is between saying what you're going to do and then doing it?
It's not that I don't have the time, because I have the time now. So it's this feeling in my stomach I get. I easily let myself get distracted with the nonsense stuff because I'm avoiding, you know, that's my avoidance. See, I recognize what I'm doing. It's just, and I do visualization. I do the, you know, my gratitude journal. There's something, and it's just, it's deep, and I want to anchor to it, because I need to, you know, I get to do this business. I love it. It's not even I'm passionate about it. I love everything that this business is not only doTERRA, what this has done for me as a person, has up-leveled me in so many ways. I took retirement, early retirement, because I'm going to do doTERRA, you know, like, yeah. I have the vehicle that's going to, you know, got me out of that 9-to-5 rut. But that's where I get stuck. I'm stuck. And I'm asking for help.
So let's say it's a Tuesday afternoon, 2:30 PM. You've committed to whatever you did at 10 AM and you know, it's time to do an easy thing or the hard thing. So tell me what's going on in your head, what's going on in your gut. Like, just walk me through that.
Well, I could tell you, yesterday I had if I want to call the hard thing, connecting with new people, you know, people who are not enrolled, people who may or may not know that I sell doTERRA, you know, and stuff like that. That's the CNF, right? That's my CNF block. Yep. And to boot, I have people to contact, because I also do oil studies. Right. So I have to make my samples and mail them out, you know, kind of stuff. So what did Julie do? Julie sat right here in this sofa that I'm sitting at right now. And my husband had come home. So he's sitting in the other sofa. And we're in the same room together. Mm-hmm. We're not really, you know, engaging in any conversation, maybe a little chit chat. But, and I just let it happen. I just let the time pass. Knowing that I have to, you know, knowing that the urgency was to do the email or send a text to these oil study people. That would have sufficed my quote assignment for yesterday's oil games, right? Contact two new people, contact two followers. I would have done it. Easy, I would have done it. But Julie just sat here. Julie just didn't do it. The easy thing was just to sit here. And my brain is working. I'm saying, Julie, go upstairs, go into your office. But I just like let it go.
Yeah.
And then the 10 o'clock accountability text came. I was like, oh. And at 10 o'clock, I'm not going to contact anybody, right? So.
Yeah, right.
I probably could have said else, but I didn't.
So what I found is that there's three levels of motivation. The lowest level of motivation is fear of punishment, fear of pain. Okay. So like when we're little kids and you know, your dad says, don't touch the stove, it'll burn your hand. There's a fear of pain, you know, getting kind of punished or, you know, if you do such and such, then you're going to get a SWAT or whatever. Like that's a fear of pain or punishment. That's the lowest level of motivation. Okay. The next level is the offer of a reward. So if you do your homework, you know, we're going to go camping as a family. If you do your contacts, you're going to hit a new rank, right? That's the going towards something instead of away from something. Okay. That's the second level. The third level is, when you choose to follow a principle, purely out of a love for the principle. It's like, it hits a level of, like truth and what's the word I'm looking for? Like alignment, where I don't care about being punished or being rewarded. I love being obedient to a principle. So my experience is that like most of us adults have experienced all three of those. And it's really easy once we've hit some of the upper level, you know, like I take a shower every day now, not because there's a punishment or a reward. Like I love the feeling, you know, of doing something consistently, or I guess there's a reward in that one, you know, feeling clean. But same thing with doTERRA. Like I find that sometimes we get comfortable going through the motions and doing the things, and sometimes we need some of the experience of the lower levels in order to kind of kickstart ourselves back into gear. It's almost like, I don't know, there's this principle of entitlement that, and I do these trainings where I have somebody hold out their hand and I put $100 bill in their hand. And then I just talk to them about how that feels. And, you know, at first it's like, ooh, it's new, it's exciting. But then after it sits in their hand for a few minutes, there's a sense of entitlement. Like, well, it's mine now. Like I have it, and giving it back is hard. And so the same thing happens with each of us in our behavior. Like you've earned the right to retire. Like you've worked a long career, and so it feels like it was probably incredible the first period of time after you retired, like just the freedom and the experience. And then over time that faded, and now you just kind of expect it, right? Like I wake up and I don't have to clock in. I don't have to do somebody else's work. And so what I found is that sometimes we actually need to go back down that ladder and try a reward. And if that doesn't work, try some kind of I don't like the word punishment, but some kind of negative
consequence.
Consequence. And so I've shared this story in the past, so forgive me if you've heard it before. I had a big goal, and I had that goal for months and months and months, and I wasn't getting it done. And so finally I reached out to one of my friends and said, listen, I need your help. I'm going to give you my Facebook login, and I need you to go in and change the password. And then I have this goal by the end of the week. If I haven't reached my goal, then I want you to go in and post whatever you want on my Facebook. You know, like I just, you know, messed my pants and, or whatever, like it needed to be something
embarrassing
that I was really motivated. And guess what? I hit my goal. Like I, it probably wasn't perfect. I know it wasn't perfect. It was actually pretty, you know, quick and dirty, but I got the job done. And that's what it took to motivate me. And I was in the same space you were at the time. Like I had I'd stepped away from my job so that I could work with Natalie full time, and I'd gotten lazy. And so,
I feel you though on that one.
This is one of those little life hacks that, I would love to think that I can just operate at that highest level all the time and just, you know, follow the things that I know I need to do just out of pure love and bliss and enlightenment. But the fact is, like, that's not where I live every day. Like I need a little something to make it happen. So what would happen if you did the same thing with with your accountability partner? You know, maybe it's try the reward thing first. And if that doesn't get you going, you know, try the fear of loss, the fear of a negative consequence that really you don't want. How does that feel?
It resonates definitely. I'd have to guess someone who really pull it through. You know what I mean? Like, my upline, she would definitely do. So I may reach out to her because it's interesting. I have responsibility as number 11, and I always go back to that one. Did I lose connection? Or you probably did, Andy. And not sure if you're hearing me, but. Good. Well, in case you are listening to me, and I find that if I'm more responsible to someone else, then I'm going to do it. We can hear you, Julie. Okay, thanks. Oh, Andy left. So let's see if he gets to come back in. I guess I'm holding the fort right now. See if Andy gets back in. See the chats. Well, people on the Share Success call, if Andy makes it back, we will continue this Q&A. Hey, he's coming back. Okay. He's back. Sorry, I held the fort for you, mister.
Thank you. The internet here is not as stable as I thought it was, so I apologize.
No. I saw you freeze, and I said, okay, it's me, and then I checked my connection, because sometimes when I'm using the phone, it's freaky too, but I was saying, Andy, definitely it resonated with me, but I was saying that at one point, there's definitely a fear of pain, right? Fear of the one that the number two level, that I don't want to not complete something if I told my upline or if I told my husband or if I told, you know, someone, right? That I'm going to be responsible. My responsibility is going to kick in. And, mm-hmm. and I've learned to not be committed to so many things, like do one thing, right? Because mm-hmm. then that's my priority, right? That's going to be what I'm going to focus on. However, that, and that, so that responsibility, I feel it kicks in, and that's what motivates me to do it. And some, but sometimes I do wait till the last minute to do things. So then that's just a bad pattern that I've gotten. And little by little, I'm aware of it, the procrastination and stuff. But when it comes to doing, you know, committing myself to someone, being accountable to someone and telling them, you know, like if I tell them, hey, if I don't do this
yeah.
daily or this week, if I don't get at least this many people, then I'm letting you know you can do this to me. You know, so maybe I'm going to try that one, because the reward part, I just finished it without even knowing there was a reward. I really didn't with Diamond Club. I just knew we were going to pass every month. And then at the end, my upline did ask me, well, where you're standing is at, what do you get as a, you know, reward? I'm like, I don't know. So I know when I looked it up, it's like, it's a nice reward that I, you know, I'm getting. Right? But I was like, oh, okay. Didn't even think about the winnings, right? But
yeah.
So that was nice. That was really ended up being a reward for me, you know? Cool. So I stuck it out the 4 months and, you know, with the team, and we did it, and we ended up in the third tier. So we're good. But so now I need some pain. Awesome. I need some hard love.
Hard love, right? I love what you were saying earlier, that that you need to pick a partner, an accountability partner, who will actually follow through and carry some of these things out. I think that's the first mistake a lot of us make, is we pick accountability partners who will go easy on us and who will not hold our feet to the fire. That's what I see happen when people choose their partner, their spouse, as an accountability partner. That ain't never going to work. Like, at the end of the day, that relationship has to work way more important than whatever your small step goal is. And so, you know, if I were to ask Natalie, you know, go in and do this Facebook post, she's never going to do it. You know, we're going to have all these little scripts about, well, we're going to give them the pass this time. And, you know, I'll go easy this time. It's just, it's not going to happen. So that's the first step in accountability, is picking a partner and setting up the terms that are really clear. Like, hey, I'm really serious about this, and like, go change the password now. You know what I mean? The problem nowadays is with the account verification, you know, because you have your cell phone, you could change it back. So you're going to have to get creative, and I don't know, like, take it to whatever level you want.
I'll figure something out. She will. If not, she will, you know, and she'll make it really painful so that I stay on my groove, because it's right there. It's just these little, you know, I know what to expect. I'm actually expecting it of, I don't want to say expecting, but I'm actually mentoring my people to, you know, my downline, to do the same thing that I need to be doing. You know, so it's just Julie. So anyway, but thank you again. Thank you for always having these calls and open forum for us. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm just reading through the comments, and there are so many people who are feeling you. Like, they're in exactly the same boat. You know, like, they want it. They have the goals. They've got it. They're like 90% of the way there, and they're just not pushing it over the finish line. So, you know, and that's what gets most of us into this business, is that idea of freedom. Like, I can own my own schedule, but that's also our biggest downfall, is when we're our own boss, then what are the results? You know, like, are we as hard on ourselves as a real boss would be? Are we as clear and as, you know, like, just committed as we would be if we were clocking in for someone else?
Yeah.
So This is a powerful, simple principle. I know it's resonating for a lot of us. So thank you for bringing it up, Julie.
Thank you. Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Have a great one.
You too.
So, so good. Well, I love the comments that we've seen coming through. Angela mentions a Simon Sinek video, and how our brains have literally changed during COVID. I totally believe that's happened. So if anybody has that link, go ahead and post it in the comments. I love pretty much everything Simon Sinek does. Like, be sure to follow him on everything, because he's a genius. He's like one of the great thought leaders of our time. Yeah. Well, thank you all so much for your comments. Yes. I put a link to the Law of the Lid in the comments, so be sure to check that out. Okay, I think we've got time for one last question. So Anna is saying that I just started my doTERRA journey, hit premiere, listen to speakers. I feel like burnout is inevitable. I'm ready for things like that. Now I can work on my goals and rewards and make my transition smoother. So burnout, is it inevitable? Does everybody have to go through, like, I've burnt the candle at two ends and I'm just fried? Or is there another way? So I propose that there is a better way. And if we're doing the self-care along the journey, then we don't have to burn out. If we're nourishing our body and our mind and our spirit, then and just loving ourselves the way we would, you know, love our dearest ones, then I don't know that we have to burn out. I think we can find a space. It doesn't have to be balance. Like, there's going to be busy times, there's going to be slower times. But I don't think burnout has to be inevitable. So I think we'll get tired. You know, we had the discussion last week or a couple weeks ago about whether building a doTERRA business is hard. You know, can you get to the top ranks without it being hard? And we redefined it as, well, maybe hard's the wrong word, but there's effort. There will be effort. And so it's the same thing with burnout. You know, are you going to have sore muscles? Well, if you're hitting the gym and you're consistent, there's going to be some sore muscles. But do you have to, you know, does your body have to completely break down your goals? I'm stretching myself and I'm okay with some sore muscles. But I'm not going to I'm not going to go from never working out for 3 years to going out running a marathon. You know, that's the recipe for having my body break down. And it's the same thing in the business. So, yeah, I think that's a great way to wrap today. So my invitation is, to take a look at where you are with your three levels of motivation, right? Do I need a little bit of the lower levels, you know, the reward or the fear of consequence to get myself moving and taking the steps that I know I need to take? I think it's pretty clear that none of us is scratching our heads like, I just don't know what to do next. It's like, no, we know the things. So how do we motivate? How do we give ourselves the gift of progress? How do we hack our life habits to get that progress? Take a look at these levels of motivation and give yourself the gift of progress. You know, get that accountability partner that's going to actually hold you accountable, and let's go out and crush some goals. Okay, Andrea has posted a link to that, or Angela has posted a link to that video. So I've added it to Facebook now. Go take a look at Simon Sinek. And yeah, go out and rock your world. and make it a great day. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week.